It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scher. On Tuesdays, we like to talk books with our resident librarian and all-around book connoisseur, Nancy Pearl.
Nancy Pearl has been in a bit of a traveling mood, but also a bit of a reflective mood. Two books that reflect that, those two moods.
Indeed. So the first one is a book that I just think is so important and so wonderfully written and so humane that I think everyone, it's one of those books that I think everyone would get something out of. It's a big book, so it's a commitment to read.
That is a commitment, that book.
Yes, and it's by Andrew Solomon. Andrew Solomon wrote an award-winning, another terrific book that's much shorter called The Noonday Demon about his battles with depression.
I remember that book.
Yes.
I talked to him about that.
Yeah, and that was a wonderful, wonderful book that I know meant so much to people who are depressed and who could identify and who could see that what Solomon went through and came out of, perhaps that gave them some hope for that as well. So his new book, which was published back in November of 2012, but is out and it came out in paperback a year or so later. So it's out in paperback now. Is called Far From the Tree: Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity. And what he does in this book is talk about parents, families, parents' relationships with children who are different. In any number of ways, and of course the title comes from that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But what if it does? Okay, and one of the chapters in this book deals with parents of children who commit crimes, terrible crimes, and so he spent a long time in that chapter and a long time in life talking to the parents of Dylan Klebold, one of the young men involved in the Columbine shooting.
Oh, that is hard journalism.
It is extremely hard journalism. And what was the name of the boy who the teenager at Sandy Hook? Adam Lanza. So when his father, Peter Lanza, wanted to talk to a reporter to get kind of his side of the story out, Andrew Solomon was the reporter that he chose to talk to. But it's not just children of crime, parents of children who commit crimes. There's also parents whose children are dwarfs, are little people. What's that like? Parents of deaf children, parents of autistic children. So it runs the whole gamut in all of these ways of being different.
What did you come away feeling, I guess, as you've been reading this book?
I think what I came away feeling was enormous empathy for these parents and enormous admiration for Andrew Solomon for being able to draw these people out and to explain to us who don't have children with those particular issues what that would be like. There's a very difficult chapter in here that I would say I don't know if you're so inclined, it would be one that I could see skipping, on children of rape and what's that like for the parent who is raising that child who was conceived in rape.
I think this is important stuff just in your description of it. What prompted Andrew Solomon to take on this task? Do you know? Did he say in his book?
He adopted a child. That is what I believe. And that whole... And you know, I mean, as a parent, you know that your children are going to grow up different from who you are. They're going to be their own people. And what's that like if the people they become are somehow outside society's norms one way or another? It's an amazing book, and I highly, highly recommend it.
Far From the Tree: Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity, Andrew Solomon. Nancy Pearl is librarian to the world. She is author of Book Lust, More Book Lust. She is also a contributor to NPR and to KUOW. And
yes.
So now for something completely different.
Yes, this is the joy of reading, that you can go from somebody like Andrew Solomon to another wonderful book that couldn't be more different. And this is a graphic novel by Nick Bertozzi called Shackleton, Antarctic Odyssey. And goodness knows we've had so many books about Shackleton and Shackleton's journey in recent years. But this is the first graphic novel I believe this is the first graphic novel. And Nick Bertozzi, this is his second graphic novel. The first one that he did was on Lewis and Clark.
I read that book.
Did you interview him?
No, I just enjoyed the book.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
So Nick Bertozzi is just just wonderful. And he just, you know, these people who were with Shackleton and Shackleton himself have become sort of iconic people. We miss the humanness of them because they've become these sort of wooden statues who did these things. And he just humanizes them. He makes them human again. And it's such a pleasure to read. He's wonderful, and I can't wait to see who he's going to pick up next.
And his drawings, I'm sure, in the Shackleton book, as in the Lewis and Clark book, accurate, historically, you know,
right.
Accurate. He's trying to recreate scenes that he's reading about, but they're good. It's a good cinematic graphic novel, and it moves
yes.
in and out of the imagery. And
yep, yeah, it's one of the best, and it's published by one of the best publishers of graphic novels called First Second Books. And I always look at the books that they publish because there's usually something that I do want to read.
Very nice.
And look how young Shackleton looks there. I mean, we sort of see him as this eminence grease, or however you pronounce it.
This will be nice to read. I'm looking forward to looking at this book. Nick Bertozzi, Shackleton, Antarctic Odyssey. Also Andrew Solomon's Far From the Tree. Very fun, Nancy Pearl.
Thank you, Steve. My pleasure.
Happy readings. This is The Record.